This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is emerging as a global powerhouse and it requires energetic leaders in every sector. He said world-class leaders and international leadership is required to compete at the world level. The Prime Minister today inaugurated the first edition of the School of Ultimate Leadership, Seoul Conclave, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He said that Seoul will shape leaders who excel nationally and globally. He said the development of citizens is very important for nation building.
Nation building ke liye vyakti nirman se rashtra nirman, jan se jagat, jan se jag, ye kisi bhi unchai ko prapt karna hai, vishalta ko pana hai, to aarambh jan se hi shuru hota hai. हर क्षेत्र में बेहतरीन लीडर्स का डेवलपमेंट बहुत जरूरी है और समय की मांग है.
Mr. Modi said, establishment of the School of Ultimate Leadership is an important step towards the journey of Viksit Bharat. He added that speed and momentum is necessary to achieve the vision of a Viksit Bharat.
स्वामी विवेकानंद जी भारत को गुलामी से बाहर निकालकर भारत को ट्रांसफॉर्म करना चाहते थे. और उनका विश्वास था कि अगर 100 लीडर्स उनके पास हो तो वो भारत को आजादी नहीं बल्कि दुनिया का नंबर वन देश बना सकते हैं. इसी मंत्र को लेकर हम सबको आगे बढ़ना है. आज हर भारतीय 21वीं सदी के विकसित भारत के लिए काम कर रहा है. ऐसे में हर सेक्टर में, जीवन के हर पहलू में हमें उत्तम से उत्तम लीडरशिप की जरूरत है.
Speaking on this occasion, Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge said that the Seoul is the brainchild of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and it is yet another testament to the Prime Minister's unwavering commitment to nurturing authentic leaders.
The School of Ultimate Leadership is the brainchild of Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi, and it is yet another testament to the Prime Minister's unwavering commitment to nurturing authentic leaders and empowering them to serve the great Republic of India. I extend my gratitude to Seoul, a momentous occasion that will pave the way for many generations of capable public servants and leaders.
The two-day Seoul Conclave aims to serve as a premier platform where leaders from diverse domains like politics, sports, arts and media, the spiritual world, public policy, business and the social sector will share their inspiring life journeys. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 98th Akhil Bhartiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The inauguration will be held at 4:30 p.m. this evening. This comes as the government has granted Marathi a classical language status. The event will also include a symbolic literary train journey from Pune to Delhi, carrying 1,200 participants to show the unifying spirit of literature. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will today review the works of the Public Works Department, PWD, and Delhi Jal Board. Talking to reporters, Ms. Gupta said during the meeting, she will review the status of roads and water supply in the city. She said that the people of Delhi will get their rights under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Meanwhile, Delhi government has terminated all co-terminus appointments made earlier in the offices of former chief ministers and cabinet ministers. According to an order issued by Delhi Secretary, the offices of Chief Minister and Ministers will submit fresh proposals to General Administration Department for co-terminus appointments. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his Croatian partner Ivan Dodig will face the United Kingdom duo of Lloyd Glasspool and Julian Cash in the men's doubles semi-final of the Qatar Open this evening. The match is set to begin at 5:40 p.m. IST. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Mumbai Indians at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. This match will mark the beginning of the second leg of the WPL after the first leg got successfully concluded at Vadodara. And that is the end of this news bulletin.